Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, in the last hour, the International Criminal Court in The Hague has issued arrest warrants for Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Children's Rights Commissioner for the unlawful deportation of Ukrainian children. Let's get a quick reaction now from David Sheffer, who's the former US Ambassador at Large for War Crimes Issues. David, your reaction to this news this evening?
Well, it's an extremely significant event, not only for Ukraine as the victim state of aggression and of a whole host of atrocity crimes and for the people of Ukraine, but also for international criminal justice as being enforced now by the International Criminal Court. It's not the first time that a head of state has been indicted. Charles Taylor of Liberia was indicted by the Special Court for Sierra Leone. The International Criminal Court indicted al-Bashir of Sudan and Gaddafi of Libya. So it has happened before. But in this case, the dimension and the significance of the criminal conduct by Vladimir Putin as president of Russia outstrips everything else that we've seen before the international criminal tribunals since World War II, when we had Nuremberg and the Tokyo trial. So it's an extremely significant moment to hold accountable the leadership.
And significant, but some might ask, is it symbolic or substantive? Because Russia, like your own country, doesn't recognize the International Criminal Court. So Do you think that it will make any difference?
Yes, it is both symbolic and substantive. It's symbolic in the sense that for the rest of his life, even if he never faces trial in The Hague, Vladimir Putin will be described, along with the other individual, Ms. Maria Lvova-Belova, they will forever be described as indicted fugitives of the International Criminal Court. That will go with them to their graves. And I think that's going to diminish their credibility. It certainly makes them international pariah. And I think it'll undermine their domestic legitimacy as well.
I know you
ultimately, may I just say, but ultimately they may face trial. You know, every time a head of state was indicted in the past by a war crimes tribunal of the last 30 years or some senior leader, there was always the skepticism, oh, they'll never stand trial. But in a large number of cases, they ultimately did stand trial. It may take 10 or 12 or 15 years, but ultimately they stood trial.
What do you think of the timing and the choreography of tonight's announcement, the issuing of those warrants in circumstances where the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, is going to go to meet Vladimir Putin in Russia?
Well, knowing a bit how these courts work, I don't think there's any relationship at all to it. The prosecutor submitted the application for these arrest warrants around February 20 or 21st or so. And it's since then the judges have had it under consideration. Once they reach a decision that there are reasonable grounds to issue the arrest warrant, they make that decision. They're not looking at a political calendar.
Yeah. You've previously made the point that the invasion itself could meet the definition of a war crime.
Well, it's the crime of aggression itself, which is blatantly there, and aggression on a scale we haven't seen since World War II. But the problem is the International Criminal Court has no jurisdiction over the crime of aggression with respect to Ukraine for various reasons. And therefore, you do have to look to building a special tribunal on the crime of aggression against Ukraine to hold Mr. Putin and others responsible. And that's why there's so much discussion underway as to how do we also achieve accountability for the crime of aggression, because it's under the crime of aggression that these war crimes and crimes against humanity and genocide are actually being committed.
Well, as you said, David Sheffer, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes Issues, a significant intervention this evening by The Hague. Thank you very much, and we'll take a quick break.